Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. Everywhere around the world, children are happily getting ready to go to bed. That's what happens whenever I arrive. I seem to arrive just at bedtime for all the children. And as you know, time flies, and as is an hour here and an hour there and an hour everywhere, I just easily move along from zone to zone. And I move along from thousands and millions of children everywhere. I was talking to a little girl the other day, and she was just a happy little girl. And I said, well, Ellen, why are you so happy? And Ellen says, well, I'm happy because my daddy says, our home is heaven. Your home is heaven? Well, that sounds like a nice thing for a home to be. Why does your daddy say your home is heaven, Ellen? Why does he say that your home is a heavenly place and it's a heaven to be in? Why does he say that? Well, Mr. Candle, he says our home is heaven because whenever he comes home from work, whenever he walks in the house, from no matter where he is, he goes to the store, he comes home, he goes out to visit friends, he comes home, he goes to work, he comes home. Whenever he comes home, everything is so happy here. Now, boy, wouldn't that be something everybody would like in the whole world, Ellen? Huh? How wonderful. Now, tell me some more about what your father thinks about your home being heaven. Well, Mr. Candle, I have three brothers and sisters. And all of us are happy kids. Because our mommy and our daddy always are telling us how wonderful we are. They're always telling us what good children we are and what loving children we are. And whenever we do any little thing at all, they say, you're so wonderful. And no matter what it is that we do, we may just pick up a coat that fell on the floor and put it away in the closet properly. And Mom will say, hey, Ellen, you like things orderly and nice just like I do. Oh, Ellen, it's so nice to have you as my daughter. And every time I turn around, Mom is saying something nice about me. Every time I turn around, oh, what about the rest of the kids? Does she say nice things about them too, Ellen? Oh, yes, Mr. Candle. Oh, yes. She says nice things about all of them, but I don't really pay attention to that. I know that she does, but I just pay attention to what she says about me. And you know, Mr. Candle, whenever Mommy says, I am so orderly, I look at Mommy and I see her. And you know, Mr. Candle, she is so orderly. And when Daddy comes in the house in the evening, when he gets home from work, he says, Ellen, come, sit on my lap. And I jump up on his lap. And I sit there, and he says, Ellen, let me tell you a little story. Today, I was having my lunch, and I was sitting in the park with some of the other fellows, and we were just sitting there relaxing and eating our lunch. And this little girl came walking along, and she didn't seem to have anybody with her. She was about your same age. She was about 6. And she came walking along, and we said to her, well, hello. And she looked up at us and smiled. She said, hello. And we said, well, what are you doing out here all by yourself? Oh, I'm not all by myself. What do you mean you're not all by yourself? Well, you see that lady sitting on the bench over there? Yeah. That's my aunt. And you see, she's got the black coat on. Now you see the lady in the white coat? Yeah. That's my mommy. And you see the lady in the blue coat? Oh my, so colorful, yes. Well, she's a friend. And she came along to enjoy being in the park with my mommy and my auntie. And how wonderful. Now, do they let you wander off and talk to people? They let me be myself because they know I am a good girl and that whatever I do is good. Well, that's pretty nice. Now, I think that you ought to go over and be with your mommy and your aunt and your friend and sit and talk with them and tell them all about the nice things that are going on in your world. But I thought I'd talk to you guys. You look like you're nice people. Yes, we are nice people. But you should always have your mommy come over and introduce you to new people, because you shouldn't go out and meet new people all by yourself. Well, why not? I like meeting new people. Well, yeah, I know. Meeting new people is nice. Now, come on, let's go over and meet your mommy. Okay. And so the man walked over and met mommy, and mommy said, hello. And the man said, hello. You have a very loquacious daughter here. She likes to talk to people. Oh, yes, she is so wonderful. She's always talking to people. Do you allow her to do that? Why, certainly. I surround her with my pure white light of love, and I know that anything that she does and any place that she goes and anyone she talks to is going to be a beautiful experience in her life. I do not think that anything is going to be anything but a beautiful experience. Well, that's pretty nice. But a lot of parents, they worry about their children talking to strangers. Well, my child doesn't talk to a stranger. She doesn't know a stranger. My child talks to everyone who is good and beautiful. But there are people in this world who are not so good and beautiful. Well, are you one of them? Oh, no. Of course not. But now, why do you say that there are people like that? Well, that's what we read in the newspapers. That's what we hear. Well, I don't say that to my daughter. I say to my daughter, this is a good world. This is a beautiful world. And you can talk to anyone and you can go anywhere and do anything. As long as you are a beautiful and good person yourself, you will always do good and beautiful things. Well, what if somebody offered her some candy? She knows that she's not to have candy. Oh, she knows she's not to have it. Well, when does she get candy? She never gets candy. Well, what, you mean your daughter doesn't ever get any candy? No, she never gets candy because we don't eat candy in our house. We don't eat sweets. We only eat beautiful, wonderful food, and I tell her how good it is and how wonderful it is, and she's perfectly happy with all the wonderful, beautiful, good food that I serve her. Oh, for goodness sakes, what a wonderful way to bring up a child. Yes, my child is brought up in purity and innocence and joy, and her whole life will always be that way. In fact, I have three other children at home just like that, who are good and beautiful and pure and fantastic in every way. Well, how can you train them in a world that doesn't seem to be that way? Well, I train them by being a good example myself. I'm always good and beautiful and pure, and their father is always good and beautiful and pure, and the other children that they deal with everywhere, they deal with unconditional love. Wow! What a super way to raise a child! I would sure like to have my wife meet you, because she's had ideas like that, and she was just sort of a little leery about putting it into motion because she didn't want to do something wrong. Well, I'd be happy to meet her anytime you like. Well, I'll have her come and have lunch with us here in the park tomorrow. And she will bring the other children along, and you'll have a chance to meet them all. Oh, how wonderful. Well, my daughter and I will come too. And, you know, Ellen says, when my friend told me about that, I was so happy. I was so pleased, because that's just the way Mama teaches us. And you know, Mr. Candle, I was a friend, and I went along with my mommy when my mommy met her mommy, and then we met this man in the park, and it was a great experience, mommy. And do you know, mommy, I believe everyone is good and very good, and I believe that our world is good and very good, and I can see what my dad always is saying, that when he comes home, our home is heaven. Because we make it that way. We keep our home filled with good heavenly thoughts. What's a heavenly thought, Ellen? A heavenly thought is, I like you. A heavenly thought is, I like me. Is that right, Ellen? Do you like yourself? Oh, yes, Mr. Candle. I like myself very much. And I like myself because I am a wonderful girl. Well, Ellen, you certainly are being raised by beautiful parents. you are learning the greatest gift in the whole world of unconditional love and how to live it and share it and be it and have everybody in your world be a beautiful experience of joy and peace and harmony. Because all the world is filled with beauty when you have beauty in your heart. That's right, Mr. Kendall. That's what my daddy always says. That's what my mommy always says. That's what I always say, too. Well, that's what I always say, too, said Mr. Kendall. Yes, I know, Mr. Kendall. That's why I love to talk to you. Now, Ellen, do you see that guy coming through the door there? That's Mr. Sandman. He has a bag of pixie dust that he carries with him. It's a little sleeping dust, and he just showers it all over the children everywhere in the world, just about bedtime. And that dust, that pixie dust, lets you fall asleep and have the most beautiful dreams of an unconditionally loving world, a world of peace and harmony, a world of goodness, a world of right action, a world that, like your father would say, is heaven. So now, call your mommy and daddy, slide under the covers there, give your mommy and daddy a big hug and a big kiss and say, I love you, 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 I love you. Just never stop saying it. And then drift off to sleep and have lovely dreams. And this is Mr. Candle, you know them. And I say to you, each one, everywhere, I love you. I love you. I love you.